We're here again on another audio boo, believe it or not. And we're now doing a quick...
You audio boo?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're doing another face-off. Two in a night.
Of what? What are we doing now?
We're doing a face-off of Bailey's versus Trambuie.
Oh my God.
Now, I don't know whether you know much about these drinks, but they are... incredibly interesting because Bailey's, it seems like just some kind of whiskey liqueur thing going on, but actually, like I was explaining to you earlier, for me there's a bit more going on. And when you actually analyze the taste, I'm just about to sample a little bit of this and we'll get Claire to that in a minute. It seems to me to be a little bit of like a Pernod.
Yeah, no, I don't get that at all.
Thing going on there.
Other than your kind of scientific explanation for the
Pernod. Yeah, like when you kind of wash up the glass in the morning, it all goes coloured, yeah, like opaque and that.
But it's opaque now.
Yeah, I know, but that's just because it's like
it's creamy.
Mm.
I don't taste Pernod at all, but maybe there is in the depth of flavours there, it's hard to say.
Well, I mean that's a fairly like easy drinking thing, isn't
very
it? Yeah, and lovely with coffee, and you know the people at Bailey's cracking job there.
Well done, Bailey.
What we've got here now is Trambuie. Now, I'm telling you, that is one drink.
Yeah, it's an amazing drink.
Now, there's something else.
I don't understand why Trambuie isn't more popular and more cool. Like this should be, never mind all the pink champagne, what do they call Cristal, all the hip hoppers are into the Cristal stuff,
the Disaronno and all that nonsense.
Well, all of that, all of the trendy drinks, Trambuie should be the one, because that is
class.
And you've got to be hard to drink that, because that, I knew what was coming and I still couldn't breathe.
In Hungary, they've got an interesting drink over there, which is like Zvac.
I don't know that.
No? Well, it's like a real herbal drink. It's got lots of herbs and spices in it, and it's like 18 or 20 or something. And it's like a real...
18 what, proof?
No, like all herbs and stuff.
Oh, 18, and
it,
yeah.
The thing about it is, it's like a medicine now. I mean, I'll only drink that if I'm sick.
Oh, like in Germany, they have those shots of, what's it called? The one with all the medicinal herbs?
Yeah, it's like that, but it's worse. Okay. It's like, they call it Kisharu, which is bitter. And I'll tell you, that sucks a sliver out of your mouth like you've never had anything in your life. This, Trambuie, is a bit like that. It's got... I mean, I'm just about to taste this now.
It's gorgeous though,
Jambu. Now, I'm telling you something. I can't imagine a drink that's better than that.
Ooh, that's a big statement.
It is
that's
the most amazing combination of... Amazing combination of tastes, flavours,
smell
spices.
Wise,
it's brilliant. It's
what like, I get smell is orange.
No, it's orange, isn't it?
There's orange, there's citrus in that, but there's also honey and there's something floral going on.
Yeah.
And then if I taste it, I mean, it's knockout. I mean, I've just had the smallest sip. And I've had a few more earlier, so I'm a bit acclimatised now. The first one I had, I coughed, because it's strong.
That is wicked.
That's gorgeous.
I'm telling you now,
class drink.
Trambuie, I mean, okay, let me just caveat this. We promote sensible drinking here. Okay, drink sensibly, look after your liver and kidneys, but by God... That Trambuie, those guys at Trambuie, they know what they're doing, don't they?
It's
top dollar. Yeah. People at Trambuie, if you're listening, send me a free bottle. I can do wonders for your marketing. You heard it here first, Chris Ogle and Claire Rakes. Okay, we're over and out. That's another session of face off. What, Friday or something?
It's Saturday though.
Okay, face off Saturday.
Say soft Saturday.
Say soft something Saturday.
Say soft Saturday.
Bye.